As we come to the end of the Christmas season and really, in a wonderful way, have the opportunity to celebrate and honor the Lord's baptism, we know that it is truly a wonderful gift that God shares with us. The outpouring of His Spirit, the incredible gift of life-giving waters that cleanse us, especially from original sin, and then to know of the gift of God's anointing. And I was thinking, again, sometimes we have different ways to contemplate and maybe understand this beginning of our faith journey, especially the baptism for us who are baptized and for even our new child who will receive this gift shortly. But to think before Christmas, obviously a lot of children were looking at maybe catalogs or going to stores and pointing out things that they were really hoping that Santa Claus would bring them, that they truly pointed out to things that were new, something that would bring them joy. And to think of even as adults that sometimes if we go out and desire to buy a car, we don't go to the junkyard and buy a car that has no motor or one that doesn't have a transmission that works. We want to buy something that is new, that's practical, and hopefully it's alive. And it gives me a context to think about the baptism of Jesus, that as God sent His Son, and to know that obviously there were a few years between Jesus' birth and His baptism, possibly 30 years, that Jesus still grew. He was formed by His parents and the community that He lived in. And then on His day of baptism, that all of a sudden God says, I give you the best as God's Son and as truly, as Isaiah would say, the shepherd, the one who would offer comfort and reveal the power of God. So it's a day for us to not only rejoice in the Lord's baptism, but again to think about as Jesus was baptized, it says, after other people, He prayed, heaven was opened, and then God's Spirit came down upon Him. And then this incredible affirmation, you are my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased. God gave us and sent us His best, the one who would redeem us and renew us by grace, by mercy, by His strength. And so today as we celebrate the baptism of the Lord, it's a wonderful opportunity to again be mindful of not only Jesus' identity, which was divine, but again to know that He was entrusted and began this incredible mission of announcing and allowing God's kingdom to come into its fruition, to come into play. And through the gift of our baptism, Christ calls us to also be co-workers. After today, after this young child is baptized, I will anoint that child on the forehead with sacred chrism, which means that that child is not only anointed to become an Alto Christus, another child or another Christ, but also know that he's sealed with the gift of the Spirit, and he's also one that's claimed by Christ and God. But also that that child is anointed to also follow the path of Christ, to be priest, prophet, and king, which means we have a role and a responsibility of following Christ and living and putting His teaching into our lives in active ways. One other way we think about the baptism of the Lord is also maybe God kind of offering us His housekeeping seal of approval, huh? To say that Jesus truly was God's awesome Son, and God said He's capable and ready for this important mission, that He named Him as His beloved Son, and then also challenged and sent Him forth as the mighty prophet to proclaim and reveal God's kingdom. And so today as we come in prayer, let us rejoice knowing that God not only reveals His care for us, He shares with us His life-giving waters that cleanse us from sin, but also empowers us again with reminders and signs that tell us we too, every one of us who's been baptized, are claimed and honored as also beloved. The last thing I would invite us to do for us who are baptized, whether a couple years or even many, to just think about the parish where you were baptized, and maybe to think about the minister. Was it a priest, a deacon, another minister, but to say that on this day, as we recall the Lord's baptism, to praise God for also that person like John the Baptist, who was God's instrument that shared this incredible sacrament and the beginnings of the journey that helps us not only become Christ and follow him, but know the goodness of the kingdom that he leads us to. So let us praise him. And like Saint Dominic, I want to end with this prayer. May God the Holy Spirit move within us and give us eyes to see with, ears to hear with, and hands that God's work might be done. And baptism is that incredible gift that empowers us to really say we're qualified and God has great hopes that we too are willing to see, to hear, and to put forth our effort to also announce the kingdom and live as a disciple, one of God's beloved. So let us rejoice and know that we can praise God and know that he desires to renew us, body, soul, and spirit.